Weather forecasters say after the damp weekend we saw in the Puget Sound region, heat will be back with us later in the week. It's a summer for the record books in Seattle and across the state. Last month was the hottest June in recorded Seattle history, one of the hottest statewide. What does it all mean for Washington's billion-dollar wine industry? Dick Boucher is a grower and vineyard manager at the Fidelitas Winery. Boucher says grapevines get a little freaked out when the weather's hot.
When the temperatures get from 95 to 100, the plant really almost shuts down because it can't transpire, can't cool itself. It basically goes into survival mode and it stops growing. And it reduces cluster size, it reduces berry size, but it also accelerates maturity. And we don't like picking so early because you like the vines to, we call it hang time, sort of a jargon term, but it lets the fruit develop its flavors and soften the tannins and that type of thing. Well, this year, we're just going to have tremendously ripe grapes.
What does that mean for the wine that you might make out of these grapes?
Well, we're going to make these kind of big, powerful, high sugar, a little bit higher alcohol. They're not going to be dainty, finesse wines. What Washington's been known for is more of our balanced, more European-style wines. Well, we're not going to have so European-style. We're going to have maybe more California-Australian because of this heat. This is the type of heat you get in those warm climates, and we like to think we're more sort of delicate, fruit-driven. Well, we're going to be big, bold, in-your-face reds because the reds, they actually do quite well in this heat. The whites, you're going to have to be working with really experienced winemakers because the whites, you want them to be fresh and you want good acidity.
So you're telling me that red does better in heat than white?
Yep. The varieties that we grow that do well in heat or Cabernet Sauvignon, you're going to get this good maturity. You won't have any green bell peppery flavors. You're going to have to ripen Syrah, Sangiovese. Those types of varieties, they're okay in heat. The one thing the heat does, though, it's reduced the berry size and it's going to reduce our yields. But overall for Washington State, we're still going to have one of the largest crops we've ever had simply because we have a lot of new acreage coming in. And that's going to sort of make up for what we're going to lose in yields on our established vineyards.
I'm talking with Dick Boucher, who's a grower and vineyard manager in the Red Mountain area of Washington State. We've been talking about the heat, Dick, but what about the lack of water, the lack of rain, and the non-existent snowpack? How does that affect you?
Well, it affects my ability to sleep comfortably at night. It's worrisome. I mean, it's our lifeblood, this water, and the snowpack is what feeds that. And we didn't have any snow last year. We didn't have a lot of moisture. Fortunately for wine grapes, we're pretty frugal uses of water. We use probably half as much water as other crops. We're able to limp along, but if this is a continuing pattern, it's going to affect wine grapes and everything.
It just sounds like it's really hard. You alluded to no sleep. How stressed out are you and your fellow growers?
Well, I used the term earlier, freaked out. It's going to be one of those years you just hope to get through it, and it's going to come out on the end. And it will. It's just the time. And it also, this heat is tough on plants, for sure, but it's really tough on people, and it's tough on equipment. You know, I manage a couple hundred acres of wine grapes, and I have 150, and it's all done, everything's done by hand. So I have a lot of workers that work for me. And we're getting up at 5, and we're generally quitting at 1. And even by 1 o'clock, it's 100 degrees. And these are tough conditions, and so it's hard for everybody. We're used to some heat, but this is way beyond what anybody imagined, and it's worrisome.
That's Dick Boucher, grower and vineyard manager at Fidelitas Wineries in the Red Mountain area.